All right, ladies and gents, welcome back. What did we think of the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, ladies and gents? Oh man, I was actually on the fucking piss yesterday. It was Mother's Day here in Ireland, guys. So I actually had a few drinks there and I actually didn't even do a recording last night. Oh, didn't come out very good. Jesus. But anyway, and so yeah, I said I'd properly do it now when I'm sober. Fucking hell. But guys, number one, this bullshit rumors about Christian Horner, Max Verstappen's dad. Apparently now he's the one going around, Christian Horner, Max Verstappen's dad, Yas. He's the one going around causing the shit about Christian Horner. That's what they're trying to say now. There's no way, ladies and gents, that man, Yas, is doing this. No fucking way. The man is relying on Christian Horner to give him the best car. He's relying to give him everything they need to win more championships. The very, very last thing on Jos Verstappen's mind is fucking Christian Horner over. Where do some people get these bullshit fucking rumors? It just amazes me. It just, like, that just defies logic. It defies all logic why anyone would do that. Now, could I be wrong? Well, okay. Hey, maybe I'm fucking wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But I seriously doubt it. And if anything, he would be all over Christian Horner trying to help him, be nice to him. If anything, and I'm not saying, by the way, I would agree with that. Absolutely not. You know, you don't lick somebody's ass. I'm just saying is that if anything, you know, he'd be going that way instead of the other way. Crazy shit, guys. Crazy shit. But look, it was a dominant performance by Verstappen yesterday. And let's have a look there now, guys. I'll just have a look at the results. I just want to see what the time was. So, yeah, if we have a look at this, guys, an hour and 31:44. It's an hour and 20:43. There we go. Yeah, it was a dominant performance by him, guys. Really, he's looking solid here. He's looking very fucking solid here with the championship. And it's so early on in the championship, isn't it? Jesus Christ, man. Where do we go with this? You know? And all Ferrari need to do is find that fucking... Oh, less than a percent. They're so close, guys. They're so fucking close. McLaren, very close too. Little bit behind than Ferrari, yes, obviously. But if there's two teams that can do this, guys, that can pull it out of their ass this year here to take down Red Bull, I would be betting on McLaren and Ferrari. They're definitely right there, you know? And can they do anything? I think they can. Now, it ain't over either, guys. This is the great thing. Formula One, you just never know what's going to come around the corner. And yes, Verstappen's got some pace here. Of course he does. But there's some tracks that are going to favor McLaren and Ferrari coming up. So all they need to do here, guys, is just put that fucking wedge in between, right, so to speak, and it could just do enough. Red Bull are looking incredibly solid. Adrian Newey has done, an unbelievable job with this car. It's so impressive. I mean, I was even talking to my old engineer a few nights ago, guys, and, you know, we're both of us are just blown away by Adrian Newey. Both of us, just, Jesus Christ. The man should literally write a book on how he does it. He is the wizard behind the curtain. And, oh man, he's worth every fucking penny. Every fucking penny. Anyway, So guys, what else is there really? Let's have a look there now at the results. Let's get up the championship table here now. And let's have a look. Why aren't they bringing that up? It's very strange. But okay. So guys, I would say this. Hamilton is going to get fucked by his team this year. Remember I was saying, if you were listening to my podcast last week, I was thinking, you know, we don't know yet for sure what's going to happen with Russell and Lewis, but it's looking like it. That fucking relationship is over, man. Like, it's so fucking, it's toast. It's so gone. It's fucking history. Elvis has left the building here. Toto Wolff doesn't give one fiddler's fuck about Hamilton anymore. And quite honestly, he's dead right. Absolutely 100% right. Because what Hamilton did, anyway, let's not go into it again. I was bitching about that last week. So guys, I want to say as well, Oliver Behrman, the 18-year-old. Well, in fairness, look, 7th was okay. It was fine. He scored some points. He brought a result back to the table. We look at the Behrman was in 7th. Norris was 3 seconds behind. Hamilton 2 behind Norris. And then Hulkenberg almost 30 seconds behind Hamilton in 10th. So it was, look, good result, guys, in fairness for Behrman. He's in at the deep end. Should he be doing better than that? Yes, of course. Of course. But it was his first time jumping in at the wheel. Yes, he should be up on speed. But then again, guys, he's actually limited to the amount of testing he can get in this year. So even for the F1 drivers that are signed on and they're the number one and two drivers, they're limited testing. Now Behrman comes along. He's limited as well. So, all in all, the guy did good. The guy did good. You know? And, fuck, man. I think if he could finish in the top 5 for the next round, that would be okay. That would be acceptable. And after that, you'd expect him finishing on the podium again if the car is good enough. But one or two races, get the dust webs off, or the cobwebs off, get used to the speed, break it all down, get comfortable. Two races and now you're looking for a fucking result, you know? And again, that's if the car will give you a good result. Car is definitely, obviously, as we know, it's a good car around certain tracks. Will it be a championship winning car? It's not at the moment. They're still struggling. So, yeah, it'll be hard to know if they can get, well, it'll be hard to know. It'll be hard to know. I suppose maybe I'm kind of hoping, because look, I'm a big Ferrari fan and big McLaren fan too. So hopefully these guys can pull it out of their ass. It should be very possible. They certainly have enough experience. And guys, I'll just say to you again, please don't listen to all the horse shit out there. If you want some good, solid, up-to-date, truthful news on Formula One, go to Formula1.com, F1.com. It's the same website, okay? Just two different domain names pointing to the same website. That is definitely the most accurate website out there, F1.com. There's this other ones that are absolutely full of shit. They'll try and convince you that there's aliens coming down and aliens are driving the Ferrari car instead. I mean, it's like just flat out lying to you, like, you know, flat out lying to you. So look, guys, it was a short podcast today and we will definitely be back for, let's have a look there now, guys. I just want to make sure that we've got all the I's dotted and T's crossed here. So Australia, guys, that is on the 22nd to the 24th of March. So we have a 2-week break. And of course, we'll be back with more Formula One news. We'll be back with more Drive to Survive. Every Monday and Friday, we're going to be talking about motor racing, if you don't know, guys. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome. I hope you enjoy it. And if it's not Formula One, guys, we're going to be covering the 2024 season. If it's not Formula One, we're going to be covering F1 Drive to Survive. And that will be on every Monday and every Friday if there's no Grand Prix. So it's all about motor racing on Monday and Fridays. All the other days, dating, health and wellness, and just general chit-chat. So, guys, thanks for listening today. And we will be back again for Australia. Cheers, guys.